Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. An interesting question comes up when discussing whether one should say a Birchas HaGomel when traveling by plane. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us at the very end of Siman Reish Yutes, Sif Tes, that the four things listed in the Gemara that you say a Birchas HaGomel, that are Yerdei Hayam, those go travel by sea, Holchei Midbarios, those who travel through the desert, or Misha Yacholov and Ishrape, a person who's ill and became healthy, and Misha Yachavish Bebeis Asurim V'yatz, a person who got out of jail. So these are four examples the Gemara brings. And the Shulchan Aruch at the very end says, Honey Arba Lav Dafka, not only these four, but anything else, a person experienced some Nes, some Hatzalah, he should say a Birchas HaGomel as well. But then at the end, the Yesh Obrim, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are those who say that we only say Birchas HaGomel on those four that are listed. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you want to say it in other cases outside of the four, you should say the bracha b'lo haskar shem u'malchus. And the Mishnah Berurah makes it clear that the Achronim kosru de haminog kisvar rishona v'chein mistaber, that we should paskin like the first opinion, that we should say it in all situations. So, interestingly, the practice when traveling by airplane by many poskim is that one does not say it unless they travel over the water. So the Rav Moshe does not think this is correct. Rav Moshe says, based on two reasons, he thinks that one should always recite a Birchas HaGomel after traveling by plane. He says that not only according to the opinion which seems to be favored, which is clearly favored by the Mishnah Berurah, not only the opinion that says any situation that a person endangers himself and is saved, he should say a bracha. That certainly requires Birchas HaGomel. But even according to the other opinion, that you only say Birchas HaGomel in those four instances, he still thinks that saying it after traveling the airplane also warrants its own Birchas HaGomel. Why is that? So Rav Moshe writes in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Siman Nun Tes, he brings two different reasons. One reason, he said, is because he thinks an airplane is like traveling by boat. Traveling by boat isn't because it's not a din in traveling on the water, and that's why you say it when traveling by boat. An airplane certainly isn't the water. He says that the idea by saying a bracha of Birchas HaGomel after traveling on a boat is because it's not on the ground. It's not on the land. And it's on the land, if a person gets stuck out at sea, he has no food, he has no water, he has no anything there. So it's a dangerous place, it's just not on the land. So just like the Sfina, the boat, isn't on the land, so to the airplane, even more so, isn't on the land. And therefore he thinks Sfina and Aviron, a plane, and a boat, is really the same category. So even if you limit Birchas HaGomel to those four categories, he believes, Rav Moshe writes, that a plane is equal to that of a boat. And then the second reason, he says, Rav Moshe quotes from the Mishnah Berurah, who says, why were these four singled out? Because these four are Mitsuyin Beyosu, they're very common. These are four common ways to travel and four common ways where a person experiences a nes. If that's the case, traveling by airplane is certainly very common, and therefore, for that reason also, says Rav Moshe, it requires Birchas HaGomel. So Rav Moshe is very, very machmir, and when one says machmir, that a person should always say Birchas HaGomel when traveling by plane. But it seems that the Minhag HaOlam, according to many, many posts, we only say when traveling overseas. So what would that be based on? So some point to the Tosos and Shabbos, Daf Vav Amun Aleph, where Tosos says that a person is motzi u'moshit u'mavir dal amos b'rishus rabim. We know already that a person carries something dal amos in rishus rabim, he's chayiv hotza. And even if he carries it l'mala me'ese me'asar tvachim, he's chayiv. Even though he carries it above 10 tvachim. And we already learned before that rishus rabim only goes to 10 tvachim. L'mala me'asar, above 10 tvachim, isn't rishus rabim. So if I'm carrying an object above 10 tefachim, which is not very high, and I'm carrying it through Rishus HaRabim, Dal Amos, I shouldn't be high because this isn't Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos writes, Afagav de'ihava manech le lemala me'asar pata. Even though I would have, let's say, placed it somewhere above the 10 tefachim line, I would have left it somewhere in the air or in some type of table that's higher than 10 tefachim, I would be pater. Mikol makom tachtav, below that, the area that I'm holding the object in the air, Tachtav b'makom shemahalech makom chivu, where I'm walking below that is a makom rishus rabim. So even though I'm carrying in a place that's above rishus rabim, since all the way below it it is rishus rabim, we view that as carrying it in rishus rabim. So too we could use this perhaps as a model when traveling over the sea. So then the din would be, even though up in the air it's not the water, but right below tachtav, below the plane is water, so then one would have to say Birchas Agoma. But one travels by land, so then below it is Yabasha, and traveling Yabasha wouldn't be Mechayiv in Birchas Agoma. But let's say a person is traveling over the desert, according to the Svara, just like you have to say Birchas Agoma when traveling overseas, so too you'd have to say Birchas Agoma if you're traveling over a desert.